dog! I've been kissed by a dog! I have dog germs! Get hot water! Get some disinfectant! Get some iodine!
Wow. everybody. Welcome to Dog Germs. And real quick, thanks to Enzo for another awesome version of Pop Goes the World. And yes, he's done two shows in one day, I think, is what the blog said, if I read it correctly. Anyhow, I'm in here to do a show, and I'm not alone. The wonderful and awesome Frankie is here in the studio with us this evening.
Hello, everybody.
Long time no see.
Yeah, no kidding. It's been, what, 6, 8 months?
Has it been that long since you've been on here?
Sometime in December, November time period, I think. Maybe even a little later. It's been a while.
You've been a busy, busy man, I guess.
You could say that.
I mean, work and...
Work, sleep, various other...
Girlfriend.
That... I was just going to say extracurricular activities.
Yes, all you ladies listening, Frankie has now been taken, so he is no longer on the market.
Sorry, buddy. Better luck next time.
Well, is there going to be a next time? Or
probably not anytime soon.
I didn't think so, because you and your lady friend look really, really happy and cute together. So
thank you. Thank you very much. Yay, it's all about sexy. Sexy.
Remember, you're on the radio, so watch what you're saying.
I know. That's why. But yeah, it's been a while. It's good to be back and hear some new material, actually.
Yes, new Skinny Puppy. And yes, I'm going to whimper a little bit about the new album, Weapon, was released today. Well, technically yesterday, since now it's the 29th. But the 28th, it was released. And I trekked around all over town to various record stores. Apparently, I guess if you want to buy a new release, first of all, I guess you have to know the cool record stores to go to, which I was nowhere in the vicinity of the cool record store. By the time I got to the cool record store, it was already closed.
I don't know. I would highly suggest Plan 9 again, because you told me you went to that one.
Not to mention the names of stores for the record. So.
Sorry. My bad. Anyway, I went to one I mentioned earlier, and I actually managed to find an album that came out a week before it was supposed to.
Well, actually, and yes, you are correct, because I checked the website, and apparently they do have it, but it was out of my way from work, so I stopped by the major national chain record stores, which, according to what I read on the internet, the one that has great buys, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Apparently, according to the website, they were supposed to be carrying it, but the one I went to here in Richmond didn't have it.
Not surprised. They kind of, you know, downsized and moved.
Anyhow, and yes, as I, you know, I know I could go the legal download, you know, get the legal download of the album, but I'm a collector and I actually want a physical copy. Hey,
I can't argue with you there, man. I do the same thing. If a band comes out with a new album and I really, really like the album, I'm not going to go online. This has been out for like 5+ odd years and I haven't found it yet.
When it comes to my favorite bands, like my, you know, top five, I go old school. I want the CD.
Oh,
you
same
know.
Here. Well, I mean, I'll even go farther down sometimes. If they put out a cassette or a vinyl, I'll be like, mine. Yeah, that's just me.
Yeah. Bands still put out cassettes?
Oh.
I know local bands do.
Yeah, locals do, and I got a few local ones that I will get the occasional, oh, hey, here, I have a cassette. Yes. But most of the time, yeah, it's a CD or a vinyl.
Vinyl is cool. The only thing, like, my record player at home died, and then it's really, really hard to just drag a bunch of vinyl up here to the radio station. I know a lot of DJs do it, and mad respect to those that do, but I like the compactness of CDs.
Yeah, fair enough.
And plus, like, CDs I can listen to in my car. And if I want to listen to MP3s in my car, I have to burn it to a CD, into a WAV file, because my CD player won't read MP3s, so, you know.
I am very popular tonight.
When are you not popular, Frankie?
You got a point, but we've been talking for like 3 minutes, and I'm putting out free texts. Wow, I wonder how many of them are to be quiet. Let's find out. Let's see. Text one. Nope, they're all from the same person.
Well, should we get into some music while you're checking your text?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
And we're going to start out with, I'm going to tell you what kind of night I've been having. Yes, I got the band practice space squared away. And
thank you.
The bands will be practicing. But on top of my trek around town looking for new release CDs, namely the new Skinny Puppy, didn't find it, had issues with Facebook earlier trying to promote certain events. And then as I'm walking out the door, I'm like looking in my pocket for, I was like, where are my car keys? I can't find my car keys are not in my pocket, which are always in my pocket. This went on for about a minute, and I realized the car keys were in the other hand. That's the kind of night I've been having.
No, okay. I'm going to say about my night. My night was great, so I'm just going to be quiet and make you.
I mean, when I finally located my keys in the other hand, I got in the car, I was driving, I was like, oh, I hope I can make it to this 2-hour radio show without doing something as stupid as that. But so far, so good.
Oh, God.
So anyhow, let's get into some music.
That might be a good idea.
This coming Monday, Project Pitchfork, Aria, and Brighter Fires are playing here in Richmond at Fallout.
Forgot about that.
Yes, and that's another thing. I was going to bring my Project Pitchfork CD that has my favorite Project Pitchfork song on it. Left that at home. So luckily, scourging through the CDs here on the shelves and found some Project Pitchfork. So we're going to hear some music from them, Aria, and I'm going to see if I can find some Brighter Fires. I don't think we have any here in the studio, but I do have access to the internet. So anyhow, here's Project Pitchfork. They're playing this Monday at Fallout with Aria and Brighter Fires. This song is called Souls, and you're listening to Dog Germs here on WIR.
The sun rises every morning. Why are we so sure? I'm looking out of the window and past the rise and fall.
And
Richmond's place in history is just as unique as its people. For almost a decade, the Valentine Richmond History Center has been recognizing those that make a positive impact in our community every day. Organizations and people you know are making significant contributions to RBA. These powerful success stories and hardworking individuals should not go unnoticed. You can nominate an organization or person making a difference in Greater Richmond and help the History Center honor those contributing to our community. Full details and nomination forms are at richmondhistorymakers.com. And we're here in the studio with Frankie.
Hi.
And I say we like I'm a multiple personality kind of person, which yeah. I just might be sometimes.
I think everybody is, honestly.
I know I've been known to talk to myself.
I know I do.
In fact, every Tuesday night / Wednesday morning.
A.K.A.
No, I know people are listening. In fact, I look at the streaming, and it says there's at least 5 people listening online.
I know there's more.
So
I've been advertising.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We need to build a following back up. So
I hope.
You just heard music from 3 bands playing here in Richmond on Monday night. You just heard Brighter Fires from their self-titled debut, Beyond the Hours. Brighter Fires is Andy from Bella Morte and Gopal, formerly of Bella Morte. Those two are making music together again.
I remember.
Kind of going back to the old sound that Bella Morte had in their beginning.
Yeah, I remember watching the first show. It's pretty good.
The first Brighter Fire show. Because you were probably like in elementary school when
Bella
Morte played their first show.
People. Sorry. But no, I saw the first Brighter Fire show, and I got to say, it was pretty simple, and I liked it.
Before Brighter Fires, we heard Aria. We heard the song Miss the Mark. That was the Junk System mix, and that's from the Plastic and Broken EP, which was put out on Alpha Matrix. And we start off that set with Project Pitchfork doing Souls from the album Souls, which goes back to 1994. And we start off the whole set with New Skinny Puppy, the song Paragon from the album Weapon, which I did not get to buy a copy of.
Sorry, Ty.
Tomorrow, after work, I'm going to go to the cool record store and find me a copy.
I'm sure you will.
And then once I have my little grubby paws on a copy, every week I will be playing a new track from that until I've played the entire album.
I know. I remember the last time you told me about the last time you did that.
Yeah, whenever New Skinny Puppy comes out, I do that.
Yeah, I know.
So
this is going to be amusing. I'm going to be either here every night or constantly listening, just be like, what did I get to hear tonight?
As you should be.
I tend to when I have the internets.
The internets. Are you still like... Are you still without internet at your house?
I've been kind of borrowing it from various people.
If you have the power, I suppose.
And I do. It works. I get to listen to various things and look at various things and do various things.
Do you have a radio? Can always listen to the show.
Yes, I do.
Old school.
I do.
Through the airwaves.
I do that now and again. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, signal, where are you? It's a pain, but, you know, every now and again I get it.
You just walk around with, like, foil on your head trying to pick up WRIR.
It would not surprise me if that actually works better.
I don't know. I've never tried it.
I'll just walk outside and just be doing, you know, playing with these little four antennas on my head. Be like rabbit ears. Like,
and people all of this are like, we knew Frankie was an alien.
Hey, what can I say? You know, someone has to make sure that Earth is worth dominating. So far. Kind of. That's sort of half of the race that needs to be dominated. The other half is okay. Yes. Everything's good.
So what else has been going on?
For me, a lot of work, job hunting.
You have a brand new bass.
I do.
Do you want to talk about your new bass on the radio?
Yeah, sure. Why not? It's a Epiphone Goth Thunderbird. You know, nothing fancy, but I mean, it's got a nice feel to it. About the only thing I really want to do is just swap out the standard pickups so that it comes in and put in something a little bit more meteor. Everything else is great.
I mean, I assume it's got passive pickups at this point.
It has passive, so I'm going to have to find a EMG passive substitute thing because I'm a huge EMG fan, I'll admit it. But, you know, if it's got nice passive pickups that have a nice growl to them, I'll play them too.
I like passive pickups, personally.
I got that Schecter and I went, oh my God, this sounds awesome. And I'm like, I'm a fan. I gotta say
it. To each his own.
True. Yeah, you know. Got that actually with a nice little trade. You know, sold the moped. Got some money off of that and the bass. It's like, cool. Yay.
And the hot rod that you have parked outside by the pole.
Oh, yeah, totally. I got a hot rod. It's best thing ever, big motor, you know, custom paint job, all this other stuff, you know.
Actually, I see you stuck with the, it was red, right?
If I remember. Yes, it was red.
You stuck with the color.
Yeah, I did, oddly enough. It was, it's actually my dad's old hot rod, as we're calling it. I think it's 10 years older than me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's built to last, as long as I don't, you know, attempt to hop curbs with it.
I know Josh is like, he's about to buy a bike. And like, in fact, it's our neighbor who is selling the bike to him. Josh went out and test drove it last night. And it was weird seeing Josh on a bike. But, you know.
Are you talking like bicycle bike?
Bicycle, yes.
Okay, that would be, I can't envision him on either one, like bicycle bike or like vroom, vroom, vroom bike at all. That's like an image in my head going like, what's happening to the road right now?
In all fairness, I cannot picture myself. I mean, I do want to buy a bicycle at some point, but I can't picture myself on one because it's been, I was probably like this tall last time I was on a bicycle.
Yeah, like everybody can see that. As like, you go like, I am this tall. How tall is this tall?
That's like 3 feet, 2 inches maybe. That's the last time I was on a bicycle. You know, the ones that have like the one big wheel in the front and the two small ones in the back. No.
You mean a big wheel?
Well, I was thinking a tricycle. No, actually, I did have a dirt bike when I was 8, 9 years old.
And that was this like a legitimate dirt bike?
It was a Dukes of Hazzard dirt bike, yeah.
So it had the motor and
everything? No, a dirt bike. Like it wasn't a BMX, but, you know. No, it was a bicycle, but it had like the dirt bike tires on it.
Oh, those.
So, yeah.
I remember a dirt bike. They were fun. More dangerous, more likely to break something.
Yeah, yeah.
Potentially myself.
Of course, I remember as a kid, like, getting on wrecks on the bicycle, and I had, like, this scab on my knee that was, like, about 6 inches around.
Oh, yeah, that sucks. Well, I mean, let's see. There's Yuri's trick on the bicycle, which happened to get him stitches near his groin, or actually in his groin. That was, I love the image you pretend was there. And me, who broke my jaw on the same bike like a month later.
And gave you this wonderful foreign accent. That
yes,
you
thank
have.
You. Thank you. No, I am not from foreign country. I'm from Richmond, Vietnam.
I don't know. You have this really suave sounding, you know. You said it's the bike accent. And hopefully you're not too, I mean, I don't think you're too sensitive about.
Nah, you know. It's been years. And even before, and it was just like, yeah, I just broke my bike. Relax. I am not fancy guy who's foreign exchange student at all. I am American. Relax.
He's actually a spy. No.
Shh. You blow my cover. Don't let people know that. But that was my worst accident so far. Other than getting punched in the eye by the back tire.
Did you punch back?
No, I broke my arm.
Well, you still had one good arm you could have punched back with, right?
That is true.
And two working legs, you could have kicked it.
Yeah, but I had the pedal home, so... I had only one arm, and it was attempting to balance the arm that was slowly getting bigger and bigger.
Did you cry?
That time, no. Because that one was just a minor fracture. So.
But the jaw thing?
The jaw thing, I hit the ground, skidded, lovely road burn from my wrist to my elbow, jumped up, cursed, found a soft spot on the crest, and cried my brains out and went into shock. It was great. It was absolutely great. Yeah.
It made you the wonderful individual you are today, though.
Yes, it is. it was wonderful. I thank you, bike bat. I brutally destroyed the baseball bat. And
so you did get your revenge eventually.
I got my revenge on that one. The other one I got revenge in a different form of fashion. More of a abusive fashion, so to speak.
When bicycles attack.
Yeah. For some reason, they always attack me. Weird.
Well, hopefully you're much more careful now.
Yeah, sort of.
No more trying to jump off buildings.
Oh, that? Nah. I just jumped through them. Yeah, it was fun.
Well, I think we should move on from the bike thing now and start playing some more music.
Agreed.
There is, along with Skinny Puppy, you know, which I did play the new track, the one new track that I do have, there is lots of other cool stuff, that new music that I'm going to play for you, like Suicide Commando, who I believe just played up in New York on Sunday, if I recall correctly. I was not there, obviously. But Suicide Commando has a new album out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They have one out.
It's called When Evil Speaks. When did it come out? I have this. I have these notes somewhere around here.
I'm going to have to find this one myself because I like those guys.
It came out 2 weeks ago, actually.
Oh, cool. I could probably find that somewhere. I don't know.
It's out on the Metropolis label.
Oh, that'd be easy to find.
And it's actually the version we got here at the studio. It's the deluxe edition, which has like something like 12, 13, 14 different remixes, something like that.
Nice. Very nice.
And let's see what else I have. New music from XP8. Let's see what else we have coming up here on the show. New Mindless Self-Indulgence.
Really?
Yes.
They're finally putting out another album after that thing called If?
I don't really follow Mindless Self-Indulgence because I don't like to admit that I enjoy their music.
I saw them live once and I went, okay, this is cool.
I saw them live once
and
too.
And then I got that album and then I saw the other albums. I went, what the heck happened over the years? But again, you know, that's
my opinion on Mindless Self-Indulgence is there's no musical talent in the band, but they are really talented at putting on a fun show, and the new album is actually a lot of fun to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
So where they make up for in musical talent, they definitely make up for – or where they lack in musical talent, they definitely make up for in the fun element aspect.
No kidding.
And, you know,
it's music – it's like trying to play Rose Water with Jimmy Urine. One syllable here, the other syllable on the other side of the stage, and the third syllable back where he was originally. How did he do that?
Well, let's hear some of this new music. What do you say?
I'm in.
From the new Suicide Commando, what song do I have queued up here? I have it hidden somewhere.
Where is it?
Unterwelt is the name of the song I'm going to play. And then, like I said, it's off new Suicide Commando, which is called...
What is it called?
It's called When Evil Speaks.
I think you already said that.
Yes.
You did.
Well, I repeat myself constantly on this show.
I knew that.
That's how I stay awake.
That helps.
Here's new Suicide Commando here in Dog Germs, WIR. The song's called Unterwelt. And
he's got to hit the cue button.
There we go. We'll be right back. Broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by Rostov's Coffee and Tea, 1618 West Main Street, now featuring home delivery everywhere in the city. Details on the web at rostovs.com. And you're in here listening to, well, we're in here doing Dog Germs. You're out there listening.
Yeah, pretty much.
And yes, I just played you a whole set of new music. You just heard Army of the Universe doing the song Mine from their new album, The Hipster Sacrifice, which is out on Metropolis. Or is it out yet? There was one of these that I played that I can't remember. It's not out yet.
He doesn't know yet, people. We'll find out in a few moments.
Actually, The Hipster Sacrifice by Army of the Universe came out 2 weeks ago. And
it's been decided.
Let's see. Before that, you heard Mindless Self-Indulgence. From their new album, they did a cover of Supertramp's The Logical Song, so I played you their version of that. The new Mindless Self-Indulgence album is called How I Learned to Stop Giving a Poop and Love Mindless Self-Indulgence. Of course, they did not use the word poop.
No kidding. It's Mindless Self-Indulgence.
Yes, but I can't say that word on the air.
Oh, I know.
I'd get grounded. Or worse.
I'd be more worried about the worst.
Yes. And see, before that, XP8, I think, is the band I played whose album is not out yet. And, close that out. Yes, XP8's album comes out June 1st, if I recall correctly. Their new album is called Adrenochrome. It's out on a label called 2393. The song I played for you was called Night Run. And we start off that set with New Suicide Commando, the song Unterwelt, off their new album When Evil Speaks, which is out now on Metropolis Records.
Nice.
Very nice.
I like the set.
Very nice.
The minus was kind of surprising. Immediately.
The what?
The minus part was kind of surprising. I was like, wait, oh yeah, we're playing minus. I forgot about that.
Yep. And like I was telling you, there's only four songs on the album that are radio friendly.
Yeah.
The rest of the songs.
I had friends asking about that. Like, why are they playing a cover? I was like, because there's only four songs that are approved to be played on the air.
There are three other songs that are original Mindless Self-Indulgent songs that I could have played, but I thought it'd be interesting to play their Supertramp cover.
I don't know what that one would sound like, but it wasn't horrible.
No,
they do a good job of covers and stuff. I gotta admit that. Like we were talking earlier, they're great live. It's just I don't really think of them doing covers very often, so.
I just thought it would be weird that, any band, much less an industrial band, would cover a song from Supertramp.
That is true. Well, I mean, would you call Minus an industrial band? I kind of think of them like a dance electronica pop band.
Oh, they have they're not like techno or synth pop. I mean, they have guitar, drums.
That's why I kind of said pop, you know.
They're not death metal, we know that much.
Yeah, they're not my favorite genre of metal of all time.
they're not polka music.
My least favorite music of all time.
Some polka music's okay. Some. Just some, very little, but some.
A few drinks help.
I guess that's what, you know. Usually when you, Weird Al Yankovic's polkas are a lot of fun.
That's because it's Weird Al and it's... It's all mindless, confusing, whatnot stuff, and I like it.
Polka has its place, but not on this radio show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Which a lot of music I like, generally. I've played almost every genre of music I like at some point in time on this show.
I'm sure we'll
maybe one day I will play some polka on here. Who knows?
Okay.
The day hasn't come yet. I'm not going to rule it out completely. Not at this point.
You know, fair enough. If you want to play poker, play poker. It's your show. I'm just sort of here to say hi and talking to the mic for long extended periods.
And spread words of wisdom. I mentioned that on the blog. So actually, you guys can't see it yet because I haven't updated the blog yet.
Oh,
yeah,
I have to do that thing again.
I will update the blog once I play the next song. But what time is that clock say over there? Yeah, I'll go and let you know that you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond's independent radio for the rest of us. Frankie, talk for a sec. I'm going to load up a CD real quick.
Oh, okay. Well, he's busy doing that. I guess I will deliberate on trying to find a fancy way of saying fancy words that mean a lot of wise things. I have no idea what I'm saying.
Very good.
You're welcome.
That was entertaining.
I know. I use a bunch of big words.
I just had to load up the CD for the intro into the second hour of the show.
I noticed.
Yeah. Like I said, it's been one of those nights.
Hey.
But I'm having a lot of fun. I have a smile on my face. So.
Yay! Just remember where your keys are. As he checks for the keys.
Okay, they're in the pocket this time, not in my hands.
Oh, that's a good one. It's better than what my mom did once.
What was that?
She left her keys in the fridge.
I think I might have done that once. I think I might have left them in the freezer one time.
It's pretty funny, though. It's like, where are the keys? Where are the keys? And running around the house, panicking, open the fridge, looking for a drink. I found them!
Yeah, I think I actually, it was the fridge, because I think I was reaching in to grab a soda one time and dropped keys, picked up soda, and started heading to the door. And like, where are the keys? Where are the keys? And I, of course, you know, it's the last place you look, obviously, because you find it there. But, you know, they ended up being in the fridge.
Recently, I left my phone at work, and I wake up, and it's like 2 o'clock. I'm like, where's my phone? So I'm panicking. Then I'm like, oh, look, roommate, call my phone. And one of my coworkers answers. I'm like, dang it. And I got bike all the way over there just to get a phone. Dang it. Oh, well. At least my room is clean.
Forgetting things. It happens. Well, let's see. I do have some more new music to play for you. I have like 3 more new songs, then we'll get into some classic stuff. I don't know if you want to call it classy, but classic, I guess.
Old.
And some of it's not. I mean, you know, I refer to it. I've gotten to the habit since the last time you've been on the show that anything that is not brand new on the show is classic. Like, if it's something I played 2-3 weeks ago...
It's a classic?
Yeah, because once it's on this show, it becomes an instant classic, so...
That is true. It's just a great show, but anything that appears on this
show... In my little world...
It's instant classic. Even if it's the worst recording of all time. Best song ever now.
Well, you know, it becomes a classic. In the world of Dog Germs, it is...
Yeah, I can agree to that.
Well-respected song. Yeah. So, anyhow, let's... we say we could go back into some music...
That'd be a good idea. Yeah. Do your little intro thingy.
I will, but I'm going to play you something from the new Thix album. I guess that's how it's pronounced. The band spelled THYX. This is a side project of the dude that's in Mind in a Box. I think this is the second album under the name Thix. The new album's called Below the City. This is a track off that called Survival Instinct, but before we do that, let me locate which of these has it. There it is.
And, you have too many windows open again.
I have so much stuff going on in this computer. Hopefully it doesn't crash.
That would be bad.
Yeah, let's make the second hour show official and hear some more new music here on Dog Germs, WRIR.
There it is. Bye. Dog Germs! Thank you.